Marge.
Good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
I'm going to announce your appointment at press conference.
What press conference?
This afternoon.
Well, God, I think it would be advisable, if you don't mind, if I could have this weekend. I wanted to sit down with a couple of people and see what we could get in the way of some sort of a plan, because what happens, at least my thought is that what happens is that you announce somebody or hear somebody else, and they don't know what the hell they're doing or what the program's going to be specifically, and who's going to carry it. Then you're in a hell of a hole, because they all start calling you up and saying, well, now, what are you going to do?
Well,
carry this out and all that, and you don't
just don't talk to them. Just go away and go to Camp David and figure it out. We need something to say to the press. We've got to say to them, and I've got to tell them what I talked to you about yesterday. And you can just take off and work out your Peace Corps any way you want to. You can be head of the committee and have some acting operator. If you want Bill to help you, I'll let him do that. I'll do anything, but I want to announce this and get it behind me so I quit getting all these other pressures. And I think you've got to do it. You just can't let me down. So the quicker we get it behind us, the better. And you can talk to him as special assistant to the president a hell of a lot easier, and you can talk to him just as peace administrator. And if they want to talk to you, you can tell them, speak for me.
Yes. Well, Mr. President.
But don't make me wait till next week, because I want to satisfy this press with something. I told them they're going to have a press meeting.
Well, let me say this,
they're going to have all these damn questions, and I don't want to be indecisive about them. If you can't run a 100 million program in your left hand and a billion with your right hand, you're not as smart as I think you are.
Besides, the money's got, that's no problem at all. It's the people that I'm in.
Well, the people,
I want to keep all these people for the government that are in the Peace Corps and bring them into any other program so that they...
Well, that's good. I'm not going to sever you from the Peace Corps at all. I'm going to say that you're going to maintain your identification with the Peace Corps. And how much of the details you do, whether you hire them or sweep out the room, is going to be a matter for you to determine. And I'm going to make that clear. But I am going to make it clear that you're Mr. Poverty. And a home and abroad, you ought to be. And I don't care who you have run the Peace Corps. If you can run it, wonderful. If you can't, get Oshkosh from Chicago, and I'll name it.
I can't get anybody. The only guy that could possibly do it, Mr. President, is Bill.
Well, you can write your ticket. You can write your ticket on anything you want to do there. I want to get rid of poverty, though.
Yeah.
And you can organize the poverty right from the beginning. And you'll have to get on the message Monday. But the Sunday paper is going to say it's you, Mr. Poverty, unless you've got real compelling reasons, which I haven't heard. And I'm going to say that you're going to maintain your identification with the Peace Corps and operate it to such an extent as you may think desirable.